Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Miracles Now. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Listen to me, friends. We don't need to play or mince words when it comes to people mocking the things of God like this. Amen. I've had people say things to me about, you know, kind of making fun about money coming in and something that you could say this or do this and that would cause people to want to give and that would cause money to come in. And they'd kind of snicker and laugh. It ain't funny to me at all. These things are holy. Yes. And the gifts of the Spirit are holy. And you don't mock and you don't make fun of those kind of things. I know there's some people that are crooks and they're liars and swindlers and they do all kind of stuff, but that doesn't do away with the real. That doesn't do away with the real. There are times when somebody's making fun and actually blaspheming, and you need to speak up. And you need to say, that ain't right. No, we don't think like that. We don't do that. And that's not right. And people need to see, was there a strong response out of Peter here? Oh, man. He didn't pat him on the hand and go, now, brother, that's not right thinking. Why? This man needs a spiritual slap. Because he has no idea what he's just said and what he's trying to do. He is so far off. He's still trying to play and think like some of the stuff he was involved in all those years. He said, your money perish with you. Now, that's a strong thing to say, but it's recorded in the New Testament for us to consider. Your money perish with you because you thought the gift of God can be purchased with money. Do you know what I'm talking about or not? Are there people that say things that, how can I describe it? It's just, I guess they think everybody's as covetous as they are. And everybody thinks money's as important as they do. But you need to represent the Lord. And you need to represent this church properly. People want to make fun. Just a chapter or two before this, some folks fell dead. Do you remember it? Why? It was over an offering. Wasn't it? It was over an offering. It was over money. It was over lying. It was over mocking about the holy things of God. So everything that's going on, these projects, these offerings, making snide remarks, making, you know, off-color jokes, as the power gets turned up, it becomes serious. Yes. Could it happen again? Yes. What happened in the book of Acts? Yes. It can. And though it's not your job to straighten everybody out, I just don't want you yucking with them. Do you know what I mean by that? Laughing and carrying on and going, oh, I guess they'll make a lot of money doing that. And that's when you lose your smile. Yeah. And you go, that ain't funny. They ain't doing that trying to raise money. They ain't doing that trying to do this or that. These are things of God. These are holy. And sometimes they have been experienced to people who were corrupt. And it'll be a refreshing thing for them to see that you really don't think that way. And you really don't operate that way. I could go on, but he said, your money perish with you. He said, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money. Verse 21, you have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Now, we've gone through all this to get to this place. What kind of people can be used in the manifestations of God's power? Spiritual miracles, signs and wonders, your heart has to be right. Do you see this, friends? There are conditions of heart that would disqualify one from being used in these things at all. And this man is in this situation. Listen to the New Living in verse 20. Verse 20. Peter said, may your money be destroyed with you, for thinking God's gift can be bought. Keep reading. You can have no part in this, for your heart is not right with God. Verse 22. Repent of your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps He'll forgive your evil thoughts. Verse 23. For I can see that you are full of bitter jealousy and are held captive by sin. The God's Word translation says a similar thing. I can see you are bitter with jealousy. The New King James says, I see that you are poisoned by bitterness. Do you see what's going on inside him? Before they came to town, he was the big shot. He was the big man. Everybody's scared of him. Everybody's enamored with him. From the least to the greatest, all through the city, said he was the great power of God. Now, he's a believer that just got saved. A little baby that doesn't know anything about God and needs to learn everything. That's chafing him. That's... Because when you've been the bigwig, when you've been the head honcho, And oh, there's so many folks, bless their hearts, they achieve some area of success and recognition in some area, and they come into God and into His things, and they want special treatment. They want special acknowledgement, and there is absolutely no reason for them to have any special treatment. Yeah, but they're so-and-so. Who is that in the kingdom?
Right.
Yeah, but they did such-and-such. What is that in the kingdom?
Yeah.
Are you with me, friends?
Yeah.
And this is a problem. Because these folk, they want the anointing. They want to be up in front. They want to be seen. They want to have positions of influence. And they don't qualify for any of it. In fact, they're disqualified for such a heart. And they look at people that are used and are envious of them. And so compare. They go, well, man, I'm smarter than them. I'm a better speaker than that. I'm a this, I'm a that. Yeah, you're something else that you're not looking at. You're like Simon. And bitterness, jealousy, and envy. He said, you have no part in this. No. In your current state of heart, you will not be used in the miraculous power of God. You will not be seeing people get delivered as you lay hands on them and pray. Because your heart is not right in the eyes of God. What is the condition of heart that is not right? The wanting to be seen. The wanting to be important. The wanting to be in front. And see, this is something that every one of us will have to deal with in some measure. There's some people that they, I want to be used in the miracles. I want to be used in the gifts of the Spirit. I want to be used. My call and my anointing and my ministry. And they have ideas of self-grandeur to where they're standing in the awesome power of God. And woo! They can see it in their mind. I'm flowing. I'm in the know. I'm disqualified from being used in any of this. The servant is not above his master. And listen to how the master speaks. I can of myself do nothing. Jesus said this. Jesus said this. Come on, did Jesus say it? I can't. What can you do, preacher? Nothing. Show me a miracle. I can't do one thing. Well, so-and-so, he said he's got the power. He can do it. Let him show you. What you can do is want God to be glorified. You want Him to be seen. You want Jesus to be glorified. You want His Word to be made known. You want people's needs to be met. And if your heart is right, you're just as happy if God used the person sitting beside you to get it done. Because it got done. That's what counts. It got done. If you're envious and bitter, well, why didn't God use me? Why didn't they call on me? That's why. That's why. Because your heart's that way. Come on, friends, do you see this? Do you want to see the power of God? Why? Why? What is the purpose of signs and wonders? It's not so people will see how spiritual you are and talk about how anointed you are and what great revelation you have. No. And if that's part of you, even if you hide it from other people, if that's inside you, it's disqualifying you. You got to die to that. And there'll be some things that God has to do in you to cause that to happen. But you need to let it. He'll purposely let you be in some situations where nobody notices you. And nobody notices what you do. And nothing is said. And your flesh will come up and you'll go, well, and you go, get a realization. This is a test. This is an opportunity for me to crucify my flesh and overcome this. Thank you, Master. Somebody say, thank you, Master. Do you really want to be seen? Why do you want people to see you? Why? You're not the Master. You didn't save anybody. You didn't heal anybody. You didn't deliver them. The Bible said, concerning when Jesus was ministering to people and they got healed in the book of Acts, when people got healed, sometimes it says, and they glorified God. And they glorified the God of Israel. And they glorified God. And everybody that saw it turned to the Lord. And they glorify God. And they glorified God. And they glorified God. Hallelujah. The Bible said God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. It didn't say Paul wrought special miracles by God.
Right.
Come on, do you see the difference? God is doing things and He can use whoever He wants. And He's going to use people whose heart is right toward Him and know the truth, want Him to be seen and known, and know that He could have used any one of another million people. Just thank God He used them. He used me, He used you. It happened. The people got saved, they got healed, they got delivered, they got filled, and God was glorified. They glorified God. Everybody stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands. Say, they glorified God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Miracles Now, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.